This is the Fireballs, Jimmy Gilmer, and a bottle of wine. And Jill's
first song. It's the first song I learned how to play on the guitar.
What?
It's the first song I learned to play on the guitar when I was 10.
Yeah. Oh, I love this song. I used to play it on the guitar.
This is one of the songs
I could sing to. This and Eve of Destruction, because all you have to do is yell it. Anyway, that is Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs and a bottle of wine. You might be wondering why I'm playing that. I'm playing that because there's a special show coming up at the Sharon Playhouse called Wine Lovers the Musical, a wine tasting comedy show. It's coming up on July 6th and 7th at 6 o'clock at the Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse. And with us this morning, we have, I do believe, either one of the cast members or one of the creators or whatever, Justin R.G. Holcomb. Justin, good morning and welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you.
Good morning.
And that's Jill Goodman, who's my partner, and she's the one who keeps me under control.
Yeah, that's my only job in life. So what's your... since Marshall announced you so well, what are you?
What am I? Well, I am an actor in Wine Lovers the Musical.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about Wine Lovers the Musical, which is going to be at the Bach Gallery, a wine tasting comedy show. Does the audience get involved with what's going on?
Well, after six glasses of wine, it's hard to keep them uninvolved.
They're probably pretty easy to work with.
Yes. Now, it's a neat little show. Again, the audience gets six glasses of wine, and typically the show is not shy at pouring them deep. And it lasts about an hour long. It's a musical comedy. I play Charles Thompson, an eccentric British wine connoisseur who sings about wine and traipses about the audience, and I'll ask the audience about their thoughts of the wines, and I'll poke fun at them a little bit and maybe about the general area around Connecticut, make some little improvisational jokes. And I'm joined by another man and a woman who play students in the wine class, and they don't get along very well at first, but maybe they fall in love. It is a musical comedy, so they probably fall in love, not giving away much there.
Well, you know, so there's only three of you in the show. There's only three of you in the show then, right?
That's correct.
And what's great about the Bach Gallery is it's a nice, intimate setting. And this truly sounds like people will come out of the evening just have had a real good time.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a musical comedy, but it's much more than that. It's an event. It's a happening, and you know, everybody can get involved, and it's fun, and there's no fourth walls. It's like the show is that the characters are at a wine tasting, and the audience is actually there at the wine tasting with them. So it's really interactive, and it's a good time, and again, when your entire audience is drinking six glasses of wine, just about anything can happen.
You know, and who selects the wine that you put out there?
It was selected by Robert and Alan at the Sharon Playhouse, I believe, or it might have been selected by our sponsors, which the Edward is sponsoring us. Previously, the Porchlight.
Well, I would think that if the Edward is sponsoring you with you, I'm sure that
they know what they're doing.
They have it. They have a certain Yeah, well, I think that they helped him predict it. Even though Robert is a well-known wine drinker, so so he's probably had a little. They probably went to the Edward and tasted a whole bunch of wines
and decided what you're
going
to
use
for
free, and decided what type of wines you're going to have.
But it took them a long time to decide. Probably
more than likely. Now then, what?
No, I can't remember how much how that one tasted. Let's have that one again.
That's right. We are speaking right now with Justin R.G. Holcomb, who is in Wine Lovers the Musical, which is going to be at the Bach Gallery on July 6th and 7th at 6 p.m. Tickets are available at the Sharon Playhouse, sharonplayhouse.org, or at the Playhouse itself, $45 per person. Remember, Sharon Playhouse is a 501c3 not-for-profit. But, you know, I first heard about this, and I said to myself, what a fun evening it sounds like. I've seen and heard of other shows that have participation with food and been immensely successful. But really, when you think about it, where can you go out for a $45 donation, basically, which goes to the benefit of the Sharon Playhouse, enjoy a comedy, enjoy some music with it, and also taste and have wine? I mean, that's a night out that you can't get for $45 for a person.
No, absolutely. It's a really unique experience, and I've been doing it. I've been doing this show for about a year and a half now, and the audiences just eat it up. They have a great time.
You know, drink it up.
The audiences drink it up. That's exactly right.
They drink it up, yes.
You know, for people who don't can understand how this works, on our podcast page when this goes up, robinhoodradio.com, on demand, under interviews, under Sharon Playhouse, you'll see the Wine Lovers, the musical. What I have done is I've included a video clip from YouTube about the show. And I tell you, I was astounded when I saw really how, I'm not going to say wild, but how involved the audience really did get.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you first started doing this, what was your reaction when you first, if you had to audition for this, and then when you actually started doing the show, how did you change, and how did your interpretation of the show change when you first started it?
Well, in a show, you can read the script and study a show like Wine Lovers as much as you want, but you never really know what it's going to be until you start performing in front of an audience. And the first performance or two, there's a lot of adjustments you make because again, you have no idea how an audience is going to react. And it's a lot of fun. And typically after about, probably a week or two of performing, you realize that a lot of audiences have stock answers. That regardless of what you go out and you talk to the audience about, you have standard questions in the show, and 90% of people will say the same two or three things. But every now and then you get somebody who says something completely out of left field and knocks you back a little bit, and that's how, a show like this, doing it so long, can still be exciting and fun because it's always something new.
I was going to say,
and again, interacting with an audience that close up and that personally, it's always a good time to keep you on your toes.
When you first looked at the script and so forth, were you ambivalent, or were you did you know how it was going to work, or did you?
I was terrified.
Yes. I would have thought.
Not only is it a fun character and a lot of delightful songs, but there's quite a bit of technical information and stuff like that you just have to kind of memorize by rote, instead of tapping into character feelings to drive you through and remind you of what you say next. When you're talking about technical information, that's just stuff you have to memorize.
I think what's great about this is also for you, a show to show and town to town, you get to read the audience and you get better at it. And so there's a certain amount of also spontaneity on your part. I think that, mm-hmm. that makes the show fresh not only for you, but also incredibly fresh for the audience.
Yes, absolutely. Because, I have some jokes in my hip pocket when I walk out into the audience, but I'm always, if the audience gives me something I've never seen before, I'm always, willing to say things and do things that I've never done before in the audience. And it's just exciting. And I think me being excited and not knowing what's going to happen makes it more exciting for the audience.
All right. Well, once again, we're talking right now with Justin R.G. Holcomb, and the show is Wine Lovers, the musical, a wine tasting comedy show. I'll ask you two questions. If you love wine and you love comedy, then why aren't you buying tickets yet for this show? Because it's at the Bock Gallery, and that means the seating is limited for the show. And once again, there are only two shows, July 6th and 7th at 6 p.m., SharonPlayhouse.org, SharonPlayhouse.org. So now one final question for you, Justin. This show is obviously on the road. I mean, where do you take the show from here when you leave Sharon?
It really depends. I was doing the show on cruise ships. It's found a home on several cruise ships and does very well. But it's a show for hire. Pretty much they do. Wine Lovers the Musical does have a website. And if people have special events or want to arrange something, it pretty much can go anywhere. And so I don't know. Whenever I'm looking forward to this weekend, and then hopefully it won't be too long before I get another call.
All right. Well, once again, our thanks to the Edward, which is the wine bar here in Sharon, for once again, Wine Lovers, the musical, a wine tasting comedy show, July 6th and 7th, 6 p.m. at the Bock Gallery. Tickets available at SharonPlayhouse.org. or at the Bach Gallery. Justin, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Justin's, you know, the minute I heard his accent, I said he's got to be playing somebody from England or Europe, is what I said to myself.
Well, this is, you know, the one I was not going to ask a question. Do you play in any dry counties? Are there any dry counties left?
I don't know.